This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you. You know, Zan, we talked about road rage just now with that LSU engineer, and always a fascinating guest, and just the theories behind traffic and engineering, et cetera. And you know, they got speed limits, and you see people that got a gun as soon as the light changes, and then you're sitting, and then they do all kind of lane changing and everything else, and you're sitting right next to them at the same stoplight further up. So you'd be surprised. Maybe do your own research on that. Just try to follow the speed limit and just go with the flow and see what happens. What you got to lose?
Long story short, don't be a jerk.
That would be another one. Some of the texts we got in, I asked you to take it to the texts this morning about road rage. 20-something-year-old woman pointed a gun at me while I was stopped at a red light. I still don't know what I did. Maybe it was mistaken identity. Maybe she thought you're somebody else. Somebody else says, if somebody tailgates me, I'll brake check them, then call Morris Bart. Well, that's not going to help anybody at all in any way, shape, or form. Somebody else said they used the turn signal to make a legal left-hand turn. Somebody came up on him and then sat on a horn. So I don't know what all that's about. Just again, Ian, as you just so colorfully put it, don't what? Don't be a jerk. That's all you got to do. Thank you, sir. Catherine Hudson joins us now, our friend, Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist who's board certified in obesity medicine, and she sees patients, in a weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. Good morning, Dr. Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am okay. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We didn't invite you on to talk about this, but since it is on the news, let's talk about the food pyramid or whatever they changed. Is this of any note or not?
You know, actually, we had abandoned the food pyramid a while back in place of something called My Plate. And instead of the pyramid, which gave us more of this and less of this, My Plate was sort of an equal distribution of fruits and vegetables and grains, and then, of course, dairy, which I don't really think you need dairy, but they included dairy. Mm-hmm. Flipping the food pyramid is sort of going backwards a step to something we had already abandoned. And, you know, my recommendation, as I've said before on your show, is really for people to eat as much fruits and vegetables as they can first. Lean proteins are really important. And then foods that you like sort of sprinkled in there that help you meet that calorie deficit if you're trying to make a calorie deficit, or just maintain if that's what you're doing. So I think fruits and vegetables have to be first.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody off the air about this very thing, and you know, my weight fluctuates a little bit, very little compared to what it used to. And I dropped 13 pounds, I think, in about 2 weeks because I had gotten into the holiday sugar, the holiday sugars, let's call it that, because I love me some sweets, right, Doc? And I want to bring this food pyramid up, or food plate, or whatever it is, because politics aside, your liver, your metabolism, your whatever else is involved, pancreas, all of it, I said liver, I don't know why, but pancreas, it doesn't know anything from politics. They don't know from food plate. It doesn't know from this. The only thing that matters is how you, what you eat and how your body metabolizes it. And I think I was able to lose this weight just because I stopped shoving sweets into my face. Is it as that simple for a lot of people or not?
Well, I think there's a lot of emphasis on trying to increase protein. And I have this conversation often with my patients in clinic. They become obsessed with eating enough protein, thinking if I eat more protein, I'll lose weight. But the only way that eating enough, you know, eating extra protein helps is if you're actually making a calorie deficit. So if you're eating a ton of sugar, you're not making a calorie deficit. It doesn't really matter how much protein you add. That's not really going to help you lose weight. But when you are making a calorie deficit, we know that your body will use muscle as energy and will break down muscle. So you have to eat enough protein to maintain that muscle mass. And you need to do weight-bearing exercises that will maintain your muscle mass. So I think sometimes the focus gets shifted to protein, protein, protein. But if you're not making a calorie deficit, it doesn't really matter that much. And you're right. Eating too many calories in general from high sugar foods is certainly going to push you in the wrong direction.
This is going to sound terrible to say it because I'm not a gastroenterologist board certified in obesity medicine, but I am a guy who has had some struggles with his weight throughout his life. And it seems to me, finally, I got it where instead of thinking, you know what, I'm going to eat as much. No disrespect to our friends in the king cake business. There's a time and a place, and moderation is the key for everything. But I would do better, let me phrase it that way, by taking a nap and not eating. I know you got to do weight exercises and you got to do resistance training and all that. I get that. But I would do better to take a nap and not eat the high sugar foods than I would by eating the high sugar foods and then trying to burn it off. Make sense?
Yeah, it actually takes an incredible amount of exercise to burn off what seems like just a small amount of sugar in a dessert, in a serving of dessert. And people think, well, I'll have an extra donut at breakfast and then I'll just do a little extra time on the treadmill. And if you really try to work it out, not relying on smartwatches and Fitbits and things like that, because they tend to overestimate the amount of calories you're burning. But if you do the math, you would have to do like an extra 5 miles on the treadmill to burn off potentially just an extra donut, depending on the donut.
You're talking about running, not walking.
Running or walking, really, it's about 100 calories per mile, depending on your height, your weight.
Let me jump in there for a second because, you know, I got this treadmill and we all have these smart devices that'll tell you X amount of calories or this or the other thing. First of all, it's not all about calories. It's the way your body metabolizes the calories. But the treadmill tells me there's a difference between running and walking. There's not a difference, really? Or does it depend on heart rate, or are we really getting?
There's certainly a difference between walking and running as far as cardiovascular health.
Okay.
And you will burn a little bit more calories running than walking, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
And of course, if you're talking about sprinting, that's different. But my walking and running is pretty close to the same. I just put a little hop in my walk, and that's a jog for me. If you are doing things like sprinting, different things can burn more calories, but on average, if I go do 5 miles at the park, whether I'm doing it as a slow walk or a little bit of a jog, it's going to be about 500 calories burned.
No kidding. That's interesting to know. A little late to get this kind of feedback after I had two knees replaced. But anyway, I didn't talk to you before. Somebody texted in, and I want to open the text lines here at 504-260-1870 so you can take advantage of Dr. Catherine's knowledge as you begin this year, and maybe you want to try to lose some more weight. When you said donut, an extra donut for breakfast, really, how important is it that from your body standpoint, from the pancreas, from metabolizing sugar, et cetera, that you don't even have a first donut to begin with at breakfast? And what would the ideal breakfast look like as far as health and getting your body in the best?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Condition to get that engine going and get your metabolism fired up.
Well, I think that an ideal breakfast, in my opinion, would be something like a protein with a veggie and a fruit. So I might do something like dice up some zucchini, mm-hmm, and saute that, and then maybe do a couple of egg whites. The yolk is really where the calories are, mm-hmm, and the white is where the protein is. So if you're trying to cut calories, then certainly eat the whites and not the yolk. If you're not trying to cut calories, you can have the whole egg because that cholesterol turns out is not as bad as we used to think it was. I would probably use an olive oil or a healthier oil, and remember, for every teaspoon of oil, it's about 100 calories. So you don't want to use a ton of oil to cook the veggies, and then put something like some berries or, you know, something like some strawberries or some watermelon chunks, something that can kind of fill you up. And then I like caffeine in the morning. If I'm going to drink caffeine, I'm going to have it in the morning. And that can also help kind of curb appetite as the day goes on. But if you start the day with something like a couple of donuts, you know, a donut can be anywhere from like 200 to like 400 calories, depending on where you get it from. And it might take me 3 donuts to feel like I'm full. And so now I've just had something like maybe up to 1200 calories for breakfast. And that's not going to help me. And eating only sugar with no protein, I may end up getting, you know, my blood sugar is going to go up. My insulin levels are going to spike. And then within an hour or two, I may start feeling bad. Like I need to eat something just to match that high levels of insulin that spiked from that big sugar load in the morning. So what you want is more balance and something that will last throughout the day, not spike your sugar. Fruit is great for that. But if you want something filling, add veggies and add some proteins in the morning.
Big difference between fruit and fruit juice. We'll talk about that when we come back, as well as answer the questions that are pouring into the Oconard Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870. Big hour. We're talking to our friend Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist, Board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in the weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. We'll talk about hidden calories and hidden sugar as well when we come back. And I think one of the reasons why I put on the 13 pounds, and it reminds me a little bit of the Seinfeld episode with the yogurt, but it wasn't fat, it was sugar. So 9:20, back in a flash, WWL. Talking to Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist, board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in the weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. She's one of our favorite guests and a good friend, and we love to talk to her about all of this. Doctor, before we went to the break, we talked about the difference between fruit and fruit juice. I get a lot of texts on this. There is a big difference, is there not?
There's a huge difference between fruit and fruit juice. And it's really important to understand that fruit does not cause obesity. It does not cause diabetes. If you have type 1 diabetes, which is the autoimmune type that happens in younger individuals, you do need to count all of your carbohydrates, and that includes fruit. But fruit is the antidote to diabetes type 2. And it doesn't cause problems. And that's because the fruit has sugar in it that is attached to fiber. And when we eat that fruit, our body does the work of digestion to pull the sugar away from the fiber so that we can absorb the sugar. So the sugar doesn't get absorbed all at once. It takes some time. It requires some digestion. But when you juice your fruits, or even when you blend them and make smoothies, you're doing the work of the body and pre-digesting that fruit to make that sugar more readily available so that when you drink juice, you're drinking sugar water with some vitamins and things in it from the fruit. And that sugar is able to be absorbed in your GI tract very rapidly. It all goes to the liver at one time. It overwhelms the liver. This is how we get diabetes type 2. It's how we get metabolic dysfunction. And so, therefore, eating fruit is not the same as drinking fruit juice.
When it comes to, you're reading ahead because you mentioned smoothie, and I don't want to mention the name of the company or anything else, and maybe all of the information was there for me, but there's no doubt that the 13 pounds I put on was because of the smoothies I was drinking, which, you know, I got the big one, and it's just, in a lot of ways, a kind of, I hate to say, glorified milkshake. No disrespect to anybody in the smoothie business, whatever brand or name or shape you call it or whatever, but you do have to be careful. And more than just calling out smoothies, I'll talk about hidden sugar and where that can be.
Yeah, I think it all depends on what your goal is. You know, if you're not trying to make a calorie deficit, if you're not dealing with problems with metabolic dysfunction and you want to have a smoothie because you like them, you like making them, you like buying them, whatever it is, it's a totally easy way to stop and pick up something that's cold and it's a treat, and it may be the amount of calories you would have eaten in the meal, so maybe it's a meal replacement for you. It's totally fine to do that. I never tell anybody that they can't have the things that they like. But if you're trying to make a calorie deficit or you're trying to improve your metabolic dysfunction and your go-to is smoothies or liquid calories in any form, really, that's a problem. You should be eating your calories, chewing them. You should be eating your protein, even protein drinks. While they can be great meal replacements, it's just easier to drink calories than it is to eat them because it takes time to chew and your body feels full sooner when it feels food that needs to be digested as opposed to liquids that can pass through quickly.
I think you are reading ahead because somebody texted in and said, should it really be this hard? And actually, boy, what you just said, first of all, chew it, right? If you got to chew it, first of all, that's a big step that could help you. And secondly, as close to the source, I would think, that you eat or drink as you can would be the ideal way to do it, not as far as if what degree of processing the food goes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, should it really be this hard, that question? It's a great question. Our bodies are really designed to survive famine. We do really well without food for a long time, as long as we have some water. And so because our bodies are designed to survive famine, when we have extra food around, our bodies want to hold on to that energy just in case the famine comes. Now, we know that usually in this country, the famine never comes. So we're constantly holding on to energy and putting on weight for that purpose. But now it's become a problem with metabolic dysfunction, hypertension, diabetes, sleep apnea. We've gone sort of in the other direction. But that's the reason why it feels so hard. Your body thinks, if I don't hold on to this extra energy, if I don't have just one more bite or one more donut, I might not survive the famine when it comes.
To be clear, if somebody's going to put an apple in a blender or some type of device and not change anything in it, just smush it all up and then eat it. Seeds, core, stem, everything. They smush it all up where, for whatever reason, it's digestible. There is no difference between that and eating an apple, correct? As metabolically, as far as your body is concerned?
Well, by smushing it all up and pulverizing it, you have sort of pre-digested it. And so the sugar is going to be absorbed more rapidly.
Really?
And sent to your liver more rapidly. Yes. Because you've already done the work of digestion by using a blender or a juicer to extract or separate the sugar from the fiber. That's the problem.
You see, and again, maybe sometimes it does have to be this hard, because when you get to the science of how your body metabolizes food, there's a big difference. I would have bet my house that there was absolutely no difference between a smushed up apple and an apple. But again, it goes back to what you said earlier, which is chew it, right?
Yeah, it's multiple things. It's as with everything when it comes to obesity, the disease of obesity, there's multiple reasons why. One is that it's harder to eat a whole apple than it would be to consume an apple that's been pulverized or blended, you know? So it's also about how much of it you're going to eat. But then once it gets into your body, it's how your body's able to absorb that sugar more rapidly. So there's a lot of different factors involved, but
Man, I love having you on. You teach us some stuff. Somebody wants to know about the difference between granulated honey, whatever that is, and sugar, or things like stevia or whatever the other sugar substitutes are, and your pancreas and your liver and the way they deal with all of these things. Thoughts on all of that, Dr. Catherine?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not zero-calorie drinks that are sweetened with artificial sugars cause you to gain weight. Mm-hmm. In my clinic, the way I tell my patients is, if one of your biggest problems is that you consume full-calorie beverages like sodas on a regular basis, if I can get you to switch from a soda to a diet soda, and we can eliminate something like 300 to 500 calories or more a day, that's a huge win. Mm-hmm. And then in the future, you can switch to things like drinking more water. You know, if you like the soda part of the bubbly part of the soda, you know, get a soda stream and drink club soda. And I think ideally we would not put any sort of chemicals in our body if we could help it. We'd just drink water, but that's not really the culture that we live in. And for people, if they can just switch from a full calorie soda to a diet soda, that's a great first step. Now, as far as those sugar substitutes, they don't have calories in them. So if they don't have calories, they don't have calories. Whether or not they're endocrine disruptors, whether or not they're changing the permeability of your GI tract, which leads to gut inflammation and whole body inflammation, there's a lot of data that's being collected on that, on the microbiome. So the jury is still out.
Doctor, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time and your expertise. We learn something every time you're with us. And the only thing I would add is that as people text in about this diet or that diet, you can't look at it as a diet, because that indicates something temporary. Then when you go back to whatever it is you were doing, you'll be right back to where you were. So you really do need to change your lifestyle. Accurate?
That's right. It's 100% accurate.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You bet. Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We'll talk to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, when we come back. 937, 23 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.